The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but by this time the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed a strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying, "You of little faith, why do you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. When I had just finished my freshman year of college, I became a camp counselor at Lutheridge, which is right outside of Asheville, North Carolina. And at the time, Lutheridge was also connected to one other camp, which is Luther Rock. And so while we were going through orientation, it just wasn't the counselors from Lutheridge, but it was also the counselors from Luther Rock that joined together to learn about how to take care of kids. And most of that happened at Lutheridge, but in the middle of it, we went to the other camp, which is just on the other side of Sugar Mountain, to learn about the things that they had at that camp. And now, as we went, we had to make a decision. We could either sign up for the high ropes course or the low ropes course. Well, I'm a man, right? So what do you think I picked? The high ropes course. Because there was no way I was going to get beaten and sign up for some low ropes course. Turns out that was a mistake for two reasons. The first reason is this. Early in orientation, I met this young lady. And I kind of had eyes for her. And guess which one she signed up for? The low ropes course. And so the entire time, we were actually separated with the groups that picked each course. And then the other reason that I realized I made a mistake was when I got to the high ropes course and realized how high it actually was. Folks, this thing on one side was 40 feet off the ground and it looked like about 90 feet off the other. Whew. Well, I signed up for it. So they strapped me in this safety gear with these straps around my legs and this really uncomfortable one that went up between them with a carabiner at my waist, and they pulled me up a rope. And first, you had to climb up a rope ladder, which really wasn't difficult, but it succeeded in making my shaky legs even shakier. Then I had to cross over from one tree to the other tree about 20 feet with nothing but a log. And then there was a cable, like a high wire, that was attached to the other one. And you would take a rope that swung from one tree to the other and sort of go along the high wire using nothing but the rope. Then there was another wire. This one had three individual ropes, and you had to actually use one rope and then grab the next one and then grab the next one and make it to the other side, at which time you get to zip line down to safety. Well, I climbed up the rope ladder, and I got to the tree, and I hugged that thing like I was a three-year-old coming to the first day of preschool hugging his mama's leg. I was petrified. I was paralyzed by fear as I realized that I was going to have to step out on basically a cliff with nothing but me and between me and the ground but a log. See, I wasn't afraid of falling. I was afraid of hitting the ground. And I was frozen. Have you ever experienced anything like that? Maybe you decided to go bungee jumping and were waiting on the edge before you jumped. Maybe it was a high dive. Maybe you were dumb enough to jump out of a perfectly good airplane, but were paralyzed by fear before you did that leap. But maybe it's not something so death-defying. Maybe you've experienced it in life. Paralyzed by fear of starting a new job or moving from one place to another. Paralyzed by fear about getting married or having children, retiring. Paralyzed by fear about starting something new. You're standing on the edge between today and tomorrow, wanting to take that first step, but instead you're hugging that tree for all it's worth. In today's gospel reading, it picks up where it left off last week. Jesus had just fed the 5,000, and now he sends his disciples on to Gennesaret, to the other side of the sea, while he finishes up his prayer, his mini vacation, and goes up the mountain to pray by himself. Well, one thing that you need to know about the Sea of Galilee, which is where they were, is that it's not all that big. It's about 64 square miles. Well, Lake Murray, the man-made lake where we are, is 78 square miles. And where they were traveling was not really on the other side of the sea. It was more down the coastline. So when it says that they were battered and blown out into the water, it's because they were trying to go down the side of the coast, but the waves and the wind kept moving them further and further into the middle. So needless to say, the disciples had had a pretty tough evening, because it says that early in the morning, Jesus came walking toward them. Now, you need to understand, in the original language, it actually says in the fourth watch, which means between 3 and 6 a.m., Jesus came walking. So they were out there rowing their boats for about 8 to 12 hours. That's a tough night. And then, all of a sudden, they see somebody walking towards them on the water. Needless to say, they were a little frightened by this. It says they were terrified. And of course they were. Have you ever seen anybody walk on the water? Neither had they. And so they were terrified. But then Jesus called out to them, "Don't be afraid. It's just me." And so Peter, being Peter, steps up, the first one to speak. He said, "Lord, if it's you, command me to walk out there towards you." All right, come on. And Peter gets out of the boat and starts walking toward Jesus. Now, folks, I don't know about you, but as I hear this story, I'm not overly surprised that Jesus can do this. And I'm guessing you aren't either, because chances are, if you're watching this right now, it's because you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You believe that Jesus can do anything, right? So do I. It doesn't surprise me that he can walk on water. What surprises me in this text, though, is that Peter did. Peter steps out of the boat and starts walking on the water. That's amazing, isn't it? Peter was willing to take that step, to take that step out on faith. The one that I was so unwilling to take when I was on that high ropes course, Peter willingly got out and took that first step. It's amazing, isn't it? He started along the way. He stepped out and was walking on the water. So much of the time, that first step is the hardest for us, isn't it? It's hard for us to commit that we're actually going to do something, to have the courage to step out. It takes time. It takes effort. And it takes a lot of courage, doesn't it? You know, as I go back thinking about what happened on that high ropes course, I finally did take that step away from the tree. But then I realized there was a whole lot more left to do. One step only got me one step closer, but I still had to go across that log. That wasn't the end of it. And that's what happened to Peter as well. He did fine as long as he was looking at Jesus. He did fine as long as it was obeying Jesus' command. But about the time he realized that he, Peter, was walking on water, he started noticing that the wind was blowing and the waves were rushing at him. And he started to sink. And isn't that what happens to us? Oh, sure, maybe we will take that first step. Maybe we will go ahead and start something new. But then as soon as it gets tough, as soon as it gets scary, we sink. Because we realize that we can't do it. And we can't. See, my friends, it takes courage to step out of the boat. But it takes faith to keep going. Being brave and stepping out, well, there's a whole lot to be said about that. But that's not the end of the journey. It takes faith to keep on going. Because you see, my friends, the reality is we're often called to step out on faith and do things that we can't do. And when we realize that we can't do it, we sink. But that doesn't mean that we aren't called. That doesn't mean that God doesn't still want us to do that. It just means that we have to rely on God to make it happen. When we realize that it's impossible for us, we have to have faith that it is possible for God. And so first, we have to discern what it is that God's calling us to do. What is it that God wants from you today? What is God calling you to do? What changes is God calling you to make? And then you have to have the courage and step out. You got to make a plan. You got to start somewhere, right? Well, when I stepped out onto that log, I realized I just had to close my eyes and go. And that's what we've got to do too. Not literally, but we need to close our eyes and envelop ourselves in prayer. You see, prayer isn't just something that we throw around that, oh, well, you know, we'll pray before meals or we'll do it at church sometimes, maybe at bedtime. Prayer focuses our eyes on Christ. Prayer helps us to realize not only that we can't do it, but that we're not alone, and God gives us the strength to accomplish whatever it is in our path. When God calls us to something, we are not left by ourselves to accomplish it. That was never the intention. God shows what God can do through us as we focus and trust in Him. It takes courage to step off the boat, but it takes faith to keep going. And so as we pray, our faith is strengthened. As we pray, we focus on Christ. As we pray, we're able to take one more step and one more step closer to the goal that God has in store for each and every one of us. This very day, God is calling us all to step out on the boat, individually and collectively. As a congregation, God is calling us to something. God is calling us outside of ourselves. And churches everywhere have a tendency to sit around and get all caught up in the can'ts. Well, we don't have enough money. We can't afford it. We can't get enough people. We can't get enough enthusiasm. We can't do this. We can't do that. And sometimes it's so much so that we won't step out of the boat. But then when we do, the first sign of wind, the first sign of waves, we're jumping right back in. We're hugging that tree for all it's worth. No, my friends. We need to be people of prayer. We need to be people of faith. It takes courage to step out, but it takes faith to keep going. And we are called to keep going. We are called to follow the risen Savior. Because when God works through us, anything can be accomplished. Step out and keep going. Have faith. Amen.